So I can't wait till he starts tearing into it. Right now, it's...
First, he's gonna get back in.
Okay, well, I'm gonna call the meeting to order. It is 6:30. I believe everybody is, all the supervisors are here except for Supervisor Grulick. I don't know if he contacted you, he hasn't contacted me, so...
I talked to him, I talked to board meeting, not about this, but he's, we got him on a schedule down there in Milwaukee.
Okay, with the schedule, then?
He's gonna make whatever he can between now and...
Okay, so we'll mark him as excused, and I know we're, and we have both youth here. So attendance, next up is the citizen comments. Any citizens wishing to make a comment, please come forward. And it is 6:31, and we're on supervisor comments. Any supervisors wishing to make a comment? Hearing none, supervisor comments are closed. Chairman comments, just briefly. I did bring a resolution. I had been invited to a deputy's retirement, and I was unaware of the fact that currently Kenosha County doesn't have a policy regarding allowing deputies to purchase their firearms when they retire. I know the city of Kenosha has that. I think it's
a buck.
For a buck, exactly. That's, and I think we should follow suit, so I brought that forward. It was actually Detective Clawitter, who's been in front of this committee several times. He's a member. He was a member of KDOG. So I'm urging support on this. I think it's wise. I think it's twofold. First, it's the deputy has done a substantial work for the department. To gain this privilege, basically they have to have worked for over 20 years. And the other thing is, it also promotes the department to get new weapons every so often, so that our department is not outgunned by criminals. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. So I'd urge your support on that. I have nothing further. Chairman comments is closed. And it is 6:32, resolution from the Division of Personnel, resolution to approve appointment of Catherine, is it Boldy?
Boldy, yeah.
To serve on the Civil Service Commission.
And it is a reappointment, okay. So I did not ask her to come.
Oh, that's fine.
It's a reappointment.
I make a motion to approve that.
Second.
What's put?
I think.
Ron. Okay. Supervisor Haas, second. Any discussion? Hearing none, youth.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously, and I do have for that resolution. Next up is resolution for me regarding the retired deputy firearms purchase program.
Move to approve.
I have a question.
It's been moved by Supervisor Frederick.
I'll second.
And second by Supervisor Singer. And other question?
You've got 20 years or more, whereas the state law indicates that if they've retired in good standing.
Excuse me?
Why is there a difference? I mean, it may be... You might have somebody at 19 years that retires in good standing, and yet we're putting a specific year amount in there.
Captain Hefker, would you be willing to speak on that regarding the year, personally regarding? Or
I thought it was just put in there so somebody who only had a 10-year career that wasn't available to them, or a 15-year career.
I guess, yeah, that's... The big issue, and I think I talked briefly with the sheriff regarding that, so if somebody wasn't here for a year or 2 years, that, I mean, it's basically...
Right, you know, but if you're here for 19 years, then you don't qualify for this. I mean, 19 years is a long time. You
know, there's always going to be a cutoff point,
though. If they retire, they retire.
Well, this, okay. What I'm saying right. is, you know, like, says retired in good standing.
Retired.
And so why are we making a different criteria on top of it?
You know, if somebody retires and they're 55.
That's my question, I guess.
They're not probably going to go back into law enforcement. And they've been there, like, let's say, 15 years. You know, I think we should reward them just like the rest. Right.
But I guess the question is, what would the time frame be so we don't have somebody who just comes on and is only here for 5 years, or is the board willing to look at somebody who's been on the department for 5 years?
What I'd like to ask, do we have that, where people just come in for 5 or 10 years and then retire?
In the 25 years I've been on, I haven't known anybody to come in and retire at that time. They've come and left, but not retired. And this is retirement.
Okay.
So that's not even an issue. No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, maybe you could just say retired under Wisconsin retirement.
Yeah, I'm good saying. That's my...
I think if there's a constant stream
of guys coming in just to get a gun,
that ain't going
to
happen.
No. The gun that you're talking, no, it's a couple hundred dollars. We're not talking thousands of dollars. When I talk to the chief, usually we average maybe 2 to 3 at the most are usually retiring, I think. I mean, it's on an average. I mean, it's not like you're going to have 10 or 15 people retirement.
What I'm saying is why tick off the guy that's worked there for a good long time?
No, I have no problem with that.
Just with some arbitrary number.
Let's say retired. Just say retired.
Retired in good standing.
Yes.
No. Retired can be in not good standing too, right?
Well,
something happens, they can say, okay, so in good standing.
With 20 or more years of service.
And just plead, the deputy's retiring in good standing, Kenosha County.
Yes. I have no problem with that. So I'm going to do that in the original here.
Do you want an amendment or do you want to have full of...
But does say good standing in the last one.
I'll draw my motion table if you would draw your second, and we can make a motion to do that.
Why don't we just cross out... I'll make the motion that we amend it.
Friendly amendment?
Friendly amendment to take out with 20 years or more of service. And then it says in good standing, right?
Yeah, there. It's in good standing with Kenosha County Sheriff's Department.
And then that would be on the now therefore, so we'd also have to take it out as the whereas.
Yes, yeah.
On second. Their retirement take of 20 years or more out.
Yeah, upon their retirement of 20.
Upon their retirement for their service and dedication to the
Kenosha County. You're striking out with 20 years or more service.
At the first one, whereas it's out of 20 or more years.
Okay.
And then down now, therefore, it's with 20 or more years of service.
I talked to the sheriff on this today, too, and he didn't realize that they have to go through a federal firearms license dealer for this. What they're going to have to do is when that person wants that gun, they're going to have to find like a Jancy Sports or something that has a federal firearms license. They got to turn the gun over to them, and then they have to do a background check on the deputy even, okay? Yes, by law.
Well, the city does do the same thing. All these
the sheriff's department can't sell guns, okay, like that. Okay, can only keep them in the department. So he has to turn it over to somebody that has a federal firearms license. They'll do a background check on the deputy, okay, and then he pays for the background fee. It'll probably be $25, and he'd end up with a gun. Then he would get it from the federal firearms license dealer.
I wouldn't have to do any of that.
But it'll remain under the sheriff.
You can't.
Because that's the transfer.
Yeah. Exactly. You can't.
Right. So you transfer for $1.
So he's aware of that when I brought that up.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's a change, we'll.
I got a piece of work for you on Tuesday. I'll see if
they do. Yeah. Sounds good. Any further discussion? So I have no problem with that.
Hold on the amendment, that first one.
I think we had a first and a second here, right? Yeah. On the amendment? Did you second the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Youth, the auto's also aye. So it's been amended. Now on the motion itself.
As amended.
As amended, correct.
Is it?
Aye.
Youth should go first.
So is it Frederick and first thing? And then second for? Okay. Okay.
Okay. Next on the agenda is a resolution from the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. I'm going to do all three of these: Wisconsin DOT, I-94, and North. Or do you want to do them individually, Captain? Would you rather?
It doesn't matter.
I'll do I-94 North-South Freeway Traffic Mitigation Contract for 2011 to 2013. Wisconsin DOT, the BOTS Traffic Enforcement Grant from 2011 to 2012. Wisconsin DOT Kenosha County Pretrial Intensive Supervision Program grant, and the Organized Crime Dog Enforcement Task Force overtime funds.
And it's at 640.
And that is 640, correct.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the first one is for the traffic mitigation up on I-94 at the construction project. It was unanticipated in 2011 that they were going to do any work up there, but they decided to push forward to do the crossover work in preparation for the major construction in 2012. So they had us up there for a couple of months in 2011, and this is the money that the state is paying for those extra patrols up there in 2011.
Make a motion to approve.
It's been moved by Supervisor Haas.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Johnson. Any discussion? All in favor, you?
Aye.
Aye. The rest of the board?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously.
The second one is for the grant money that we received for traffic enforcement throughout the year of 2012. It's speed enforcement, alcohol enforcement, and seatbelt enforcement, compliance enforcement. Lieutenant Hallisey is here. He manages those grant patrols, and which have already started. They run from October of 2011 to September 2012, and it's the amount is quite substantial that we get for these three enforcements, as you can see, totaling $80,000, 29, 27, and 24. It's all done in overtime, all reimbursed. And Lieutenant Hallisey does a nice job at coordinating these efforts, spreads them out over the different shifts, different times, different days of the week. And right now, there's not a problem filling these overtime slots. The deputies are eager to take up the overtime.
I just had one question. Now, is that's for the whole county? That's not just isolated areas, for instance, like the interstate? I mean, this is for the whole county, correct?
Specific township?
Mr. Chairman, it's for the entire areas that we have primary jurisdiction.
Okay.
The city and the village of Pleasant Prairie get their own grants in similar circumstances.
Move to approve.
It's been moved by Supervisor Singer, second by?
Second.
Supervisor Vaughn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimously.
I'll just finish off my Nancy. I'll do the last one. This is the OSDEF, $4,000 from the federal money. This is money that the drug unit is going to receive for completion of their federal investigation case. Sergeant Earhart is here from KDOG to answer any questions that you might have. He explained that to me that it was more for testifying court testimony that the officers might have to spend overtime on or use overtime on, and this is to cover that and any other expenses that might be related to this case.
Is it case specific?
This is case specific, yes. It was a highly successful case, and we're in the prosecution stage, so this would be overtime pertaining to any follow-up that's required by the U.S. Attorney's Office or overtime that would be utilized for being a witness, being a federal court in Milwaukee.
So this relates to a federal court case, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Supervisor Haas, second by Supervisor Johnson. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Nancy's got the last one.
Good evening, Chairman Michaels, and the committee, and students. This resolution brings around another round of funding from the Department of Transportation. $54,523 is the total. The majority of it is for the new award for the intensive supervision program. The funding period started July of 2011, and it goes through June of 2012. They finally approved the grant, so this is a resolution adjusting 2011 and will carry over the unspent into 2012. There's also about a $949 addition from the prior fiscal year, some supplemental funds that they offered through the program that we bought some supplies with. So So it makes adjustments to the 2011 budget for consideration for those costs.
So this is for WCS?
It is, yes. WCS runs the program for us. It's 15th year with this kind of funding.
Second. Moved by Supervisor Haas, seconded by Supervisor Singer. Just briefly on this, I'm total support. This program is excellent. It allows the courts basically to have somebody monitor individuals who've been charged with OWIs, and it basically brings them back into the system. Judges like to have their reports so they know if somebody is non-compliant. And it monitors them, make sure that they're where they're supposed to be. We used to actually use this for even domestic violence, but unfortunately the funding was cut, so it's only being used by the OWI cases, and actually the individuals are required to make payments to Wisconsin Correctional Services. So it's a great program. It's unfortunate that it has been cut back, but it actually works to protect the community. Well, this was actually cut back a couple of years back, unfortunately, because the commissioner actually, when there was a case in which domestic violence and things like that, individuals were required to come in weekly to be monitored and make sure they, when alcohol was involved in the incident, to make sure that individuals were not using any controlled substance or alcohol, and they'd be charged and placed in custody. I mean, it helped out the sheriff's department, it helped out the law enforcement, because it was the only monitoring device that we have when an individual's on bond.
The ones that were violating, you get them off the streets.
Exactly. Boom, they come back, they get the notice, and especially, the testing was done really quick.
Yeah,
so
it was a good program.
So I'd urge your support. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. And it is 6:47, any other business allowed by law? Then is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Supervisor Johnson.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Haas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
This is my ears. These are mine.
Oh, that was the longest one. Okay.
How'd it go?
Good. I got the nomination.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to hear that.
I'll hear from them in April, I think, from the Academy.
So the Academy now has to accept your